tonight we'll try to cover who does Yichud apply to. Okay, first of all, Yichud only applies to people over bar mitzvah. That a boy over 13 or a girl over 12, I have the Isser of Yichud. Children under 13 and under 12 don't have any Isser of Yichud, and there's no chinuch involved here. You don't have to mechanich your children to the Indian of Yichud. A boy over 13 can't be alone with a girl who is not his wife, facetiously, who is 3 or over. So a boy over 13 can't be alone with a girl who is older than 3. But a girl younger than 3, there's no Isser of Yichud for a man with a woman who's under 3 years old. The opposite is also true, is the following. A girl of 12 years old or over is usher to be alone with a boy who's 9 years old or over. Till 9 years old, there's no Yichud. So a girl who's over 12 can be alone with a boy up till 9. But from 9 and up, there's an Isser of Yichud. Okay. Yichud applies between a man and a woman who are not married, and even if the woman is not married and the man is not married, doesn't make a difference if the man is married. We'll see, it makes a difference if his wife is around. But the fact that he's married doesn't make a difference, or that he's not married doesn't make a difference if the woman is married or not married. Doesn't make a difference if a woman is tahar or she's not tahar. In all cases, a yichud is aser. Okay. Who is not included in this? Who is included? Yichud, according to most poskim, applies even to a person's adopted children. So a man is not allowed to be alone with an adopted daughter who's older than 3 years old, or a woman with an adopted son who's older than 9 years old. Okay, and that most poskim hold like that. And there are ways people who have adopted children have to inquire how to avoid the problem of yichud, which is obviously right, if both parents are home, there's no problem. Right, the problem only becomes when the opposite sex parent is alone at home, alone. Then there could be problems, and there are ways of dealing with it. Okay, it also applies. There are poskim who hold not like that, but halacha, most poskim hold that there is an issur yichud with adopted children. The same thing, all relatives, uncles, aunts, cousins, the issur of yichud applies, except, let's go to who it applies to. It applies also between Jews and goyim. If the man is a goy and the woman's a Jew, or vice versa, yichud still applies. It doesn't apply to two goyim, but applies to either one is a goy, the Jew is also to be in yichud with the goy also. The other case where yichud applies is between a husband and wife if they have not lived together yet, they're just married, and the woman becomes not tahar. Before they ever live together, then there's an issur yichud between a husband and wife too, under those circumstances. And there are halachas what has to be done, the night of the chasna, whatever, it's not for now. Who's not included in yichud? A mother and her son, there's no issur of yichud, and that goes down all generations. A mother with her grandson, great-great-great-grandson also. Probably there's no problem with yichud at the cemetery anyway, so that's but even grandchildren, great-grandchildren, not. And the same thing with a child with a great-grandmother, grandmother, mother, whatever. Same thing goes with a father and a daughter. There's no issur of yichud. All the generations up, all the generations down. Where grandparents, grandchildren, there's no Isser of Yichud. Brother and sister. Brother and sister, theoretically or essentially, there's no Isser of Yichud. Except it's usher for a brother and sister to live together more than 30 days. Some hold even 3 days not. But you can be mako till 30 days. Brother and sister, in other words, if parents leave home for a vacation, and they leave a brother and a sister in a situation where there'll be yichud. If there's a lot of children, then it may not be yichud. We'll get to that at some later date. But where there's yichud, one brother and one sister, one man, one woman is for sure yichud. Normally, there's no yichud between a brother and a sister. Parents go away for a night, a day, 2 days, no problem. But if they go for 30 days or more, the brother and sister can't live in the same house for 30 days or more. This applies, doesn't apply to a ger or gioris with their biological parents, meaning the following. I once had a shaila, so I was surprised at the answer, but I see that he quotes Rav Liyoshev here, and I got the answer directly. I had a girl who was a gioris. She was Megayer together with her mother. Her father wasn't Jewish. Her mother wasn't Jewish either. She wasn't Jewish. And the mother and the daughter were Megayer, and the mother left the father, and the girl was about 9 years old when she was Megayer together with her mother. And they moved to Eretz Israel, and now she was 20 years old. She had gone through the Beis Yaakov system. She was a very, very fine, frum Beis Yaakov girl. She came to me with the following shaila. She's going back the first time in, it was 12 years, 11, 12 years, she hasn't seen her father. And she's going to see her father, who's not Jewish. And he wants her to stay in his house with him while she's there. And she's afraid also that he's going to hug her and kiss her, you know, when he sees her for the first time in 12 years. I imagine that would be the case, and she's sure that was what had happened. She wanted to know if she had to bring a spear with her to stop him from doing that, or to lay on the floor and be moser nefesh that he shouldn't hug her or kiss her. So I asked Rabbi Liyoshev, and the answer I got back was, what's the problem? It's her father. There's no isser for him to hug and kiss her, and there's no isser for her to stay in the house. There's no yichud, even though he's a goy. But Lamaisi, he's her biological father. And the reason that there's no yichud between a father and a daughter, or a mother and a son, is because by nature, right, normal people, and most people we assume are normal, today I'm not sure if that's a good assumption anymore, but right, most people are normal, do not have these kinds of feelings for their immediate children or grandchildren. And therefore it applies to a goy too. It's not something that's religious. It has to do with the metzias of a father and a daughter, or a mother and a son. And therefore, Rav Liyoshev said that the Yisur of Yichud doesn't apply to a Goyish father with a Jewish daughter, or a Jewish father with a Goyish daughter also wouldn't, the Yisur of Yichud wouldn't apply. And I see the Hithaka quotes of Liyoshev on this halacha. First time I saw it in print, Taka. So those pretty much are the halachas of where and to whom Yichud applies. Any questions on this? That's all I wanted to cover tonight. We'll go to the Mesos Yashar. Any questions? No. Okay. What Yichud is and what the other exceptions are, we'll see. But for the time being, we know who it applies to in general, who it doesn't apply to, bichlal, and we'll continue on, session next week.